sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa. Your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
You hit on kind of my next question already. A lot of your influences and things like that, you know, growing up at the first records, and what a run from Britney and NSYNC to Skillet, and then we kind of settle back in with Mark Schultz here. So yeah. I'm going to ask you a really unfair question.
All right.
If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be? And think more in terms of like you get to just be present in the day.
Man, that is very tough. I almost feel like it should be two separate questions. It should be, who would you open up for alive today? And who would you open up for, you know, who's already passed on?
All right, do it. I'll give you both. Just this so, once.
Those who are gone.
Okay.
I think I would say Elvis. I would just be so curious. I also... this is kind of odd, but my grandparents used to own a racquetball club in Nashville.
Okay.
And Elvis occasionally would come into the racquetball club after hours. They would kind of like shut it down and like leave it for him. And they'd come in the next morning and have to do like crazy cleanup. But I think it'd be so interesting to just be a fly on a wall and experience someone like that who's been so hyped, you know, in our world. That would be very interesting to me. Alive today, man, like, I think I would go, This isn't like the biggest band ever, but I would think I would go One Republic.
Oh, good
I
band, man.
just, I love that band. Like everything that they do, I'm like, yeah, I wish I did that. Like that's really dope. And he, Ryan Tedder's the singer. He also just, like, I know he used to be pretty rooted in church. I think he's still a believer. Obviously doesn't talk about it a lot, but what I love about his lyrics are, for the most part, they're all pretty positive and uplifting, and but they thread this needle, kind of mine this gap really well between, like, dude, I relate a lot to his lyrics even as a believer, but then I know the world relates to his lyrics as well as non-believers, and I'm like, dude, you're walking that line really well, and you're reaching a lot of people doing it, so I just really appreciate that. I met Ryan once. I can't believe I'm about to tell you this story.
I
I'll
love it. I'm
keep it
here
short.
for it.
My wife and I were treating ourselves. We were going out to eat at a place called Nobu, which is just a really fancy seafood sushi restaurant. We were going in Los Angeles. We walk in, we sit down waiting on our table. In walks Ryan Tedder in a ball cap. He sits at the bar. I don't personally drink, nothing against it, but I don't drink. But I've taken his songwriting course, and I'm just thinking, like, what can I do? What can I say to say thank you? And my wife's like, just go offer him to buy him a drink. We're getting very real right now, okay?
Let's
So,
go. I'm here, man.
I walk up to him. I'm so nervous. He's like my guy, right? So I walk up to him, and I don't want to startle him, right? So I kind of like gently put my hand like up on the top of his back, just to let him know someone's there. And then he still kind of like jumps and looks at me. I'm like, hey man, he's like, my name's Colton. He's like, dude, I would love to buy you a drink. That's all that came out, bro. So Ryan,
Hit
dude,
on
Ryan's,
him.
oh, 100%, bro. His radar's going off big time. Like, he's looking at me and it's just whoop, 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 whoop. And dude, my wife's in the background just dying laughing. And I start laughing too because I realize what's going on. And I'm like, Ryan, I'm not hitting on you, bro. My wife's back there. I'm like, I'm a big fan. You've inspired a lot of what I do. And I would just, would love to say thanks and, whatever. And he's like, oh, dude, that's awesome. And was so kind, whatever. But he probably wouldn't remember, or maybe he
Yeah.
would. Maybe it was very
Well,
traumatic for him. I don't know. But I would love to open, long story short, would love to open for One Republic and observe what he does leading up to a show. Yeah, just love that band.
that's a great story, and
Yeah.
we appreciate it. We love it.
You're
We're gonna
welcome.
and
I've never told anyone in an interview that story,
we'll see.
so.
And look, like, listen, you hit a little turbulence, all right? But you landed the plane, okay? That's okay.
It honestly had nothing to do with me. My wife discovered that she and Ryan went to the same high school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So
She took
she
over.
said, "Hey, I know you're from Tulsa." And he's like, "No way. Where'd you go to school?" And then she totally saved it. So thank you, Annie.
That's
Oh
incredible. Well, a little embarrassing. You know what? I'll tell you a little bit embarrassing story because you mentioned Elvis.
yeah, laid on me.
Here in Memphis, there used to be a theme park. I use that word very loosely.
Very loosely, okay.
And Elvis, much like your grandparents' racquetball club, would rent this place out for he and his friends. And he had a roller coaster that he loved called the Zippin' Pippin'. And the Zippin'
Zippin'
Pippin' was still in use, towards even to the end when it went under.
Wow.
And I rode the Zippin' Pippin' several times, but the last time I ever rode it, I was with a friend of mine, and they're messing with the bar, and like it won't come down. Again, this is like a wooden roller coaster. This shouldn't still be in use. Okay. This
Yeah.
looked like what the Seven Dwarfs rode in the mines, you know? And so I'm sitting there, and they can't get the, and it's some 15-year-old kid, you know, who's like messing with the bar, and they get the bar to come up, and then they get it to come down. So now I'm strapped in. I'm like, I don't feel good about any of this. I am going through this ride up and down, about the third to last drop, the bar goes whoop, raises all the way up. I thought I was a goner. I thought I was going to meet Jesus and maybe Elvis. I don't know. But it wasn't good, man. I was hollering. I was
Dude,
giving everything I had. Get me off this thing. So I never got on it again.
that would be, I can't think of a worse situation to be in.
To be fair, it's on me. Like, you should look at this thing and know, don't get on. Who's getting on this ride? Why is this thing
It
still
was an
going?
enter at your own risk situation.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's on.
Roger
It's
that.
my fault. It's
I
my
feel that.
fault.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed.
Up here with Colton Dixon on Behind the Tunes. Now, Colton, this is where I usually ask the question about a most embarrassing onstage moment, but the Ryan Tedder story is going to be suffice for that. I'm not going to put you through it again because that
I
story
appreciate
is an
that.
all-timer.
That's probably one of the most embarrassing things in my life. Yeah, it was pretty
Yeah.
good.
So we're just gonna jump to rapid fire. Love to end with rapid
Great.
fire. You got your game face on?
Let's go. Let's do it.
What's your favorite junk food?
Pizza.
Oh. What kind of pizza?
You know, I love just pepperoni, you know. If I'm feeling like extra, I'm gonna go pepperoni, grilled jalapenos, and pineapple.
You know, we may need to be friends, Colton, because
Yeah, I was already kind of feeling that, you know.
You're a keys player. I'm a keys player. We're writing songs the same way. I'm a pepperoni guy, pizza guy. There's something
Yeah.
else. I was like, all right, we'll hang out sometime. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream is, have you ever had Jenny's
I
ice
have had
cream?
Jenny's.
Okay. They have two flavors that are just, they're just out of this world. Gooey butter cake is one of those flavors, and brown butter almond brittle is another one of those flavors. And I think it's the best ice cream I've ever put in my mouth. It was just unbelievable. Highly recommend Jenny's ice cream, unofficial sponsor of this podcast. But yeah, it's the bomb.
Do you know Joseph O'Brien?
I don't know him personally, but
You know
fan
who he
of what
is.
he does.
All
Yeah.
right. So Joseph O'Brien's on this show at some point. He mentions Jenny. He comes to the Memphis area. I said, Joseph, I got to take you somewhere. I got to take you to an ice cream place in this area. So we'll talk about this off the air. Because I went to
Okay.
Jenny's, and Jenny's is great.
Dude.
Think there's some competition.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All
We'll
right.
talk.
I'll be
We'll talk about it.
open-minded. Okay.
We'll talk
Let's
about
talk.
it. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Grumpy.
Do you identify with him? Identify with him, okay.
Dude, I was trying to think of the one with the purple hat who's kind of like
Dopey. Dopey?
Dopey. That's it.
He's the
Dopey.
best.
Yeah, I was trying to think of Dopey, but the name wasn't coming to me, so I went with Grumpy.
What color is your toothbrush?
Black.
In the movie about your life, the Colton Dixon story, what actor would play you?
You know, that's a great question. I've had people, I think he's acted in a couple things. I've heard people tell me that I look kind of like Machine Gun Kelly. So
See that
maybe MGK if he tones down
it's gonna
a few things.
gonna need to see the script. I need to see the script
Yeah. Let me
before you
just
throw him
check
out
these
there.
lines real quick.
I had somebody on one time, I can't remember who it was now, and I said who they said Lauren Daigle. I was like, I don't think she's acting. She's not
I
an
don't think she's
actress.
she's an actress.
Something different.
Yeah. I almost went with, you know, like Matt Damon or Brad Pitt or something, but those are a little too obvious. So
That's
MGK is
the
probably
I mean,
safer picture.
Matthew McConaughey is the runaway winner for obvious reasons. It's
Oh,
like whatever.
totally.
None
Totally.
of them,
Yeah.
it would not work for him. If you could
No.
be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Probably Spidey. Probably Spidey. Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Spider-Man.
Favorite
Yep.
board game.
This is a little bit of a different one. It's called Wahoo. It's kind of like Sorry, I
Right.
think. But it's kind of marble and dice-based game. You've got four marbles, and your goal is to roll a six or a one, get them out of your home base, and then you kind of go around this plus side or this plus shaped board, but people can get you out. Your objective is to get them out of your home into like this straight line that's all the way around the board, and first one to do that wins. And my grandfather actually used to build Wahoo boards for people, like not like a officially for the game, but like made out of wood. A Christmas not too long ago, my dad made us like some updated Wahoo boards, and
Oh,
haven't
cool.
played in a while, but love that game.
Wahoo. I'll check it out. I'll look it
Wahoo.
up.
Yeah, it's a good
What
one.
was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Ooh, man. Three came to my
Let's
mind
go. Throw them
immediately.
at me.
Rugrats, Hey Arnold's, and Rocket Power.
Rocket Power, what was that on?
Rocket Power was Nickelodeon, I believe. It's like, think like Hey Arnold, and Rugrats kind of blended together, but they're more like Hey Arnold aged, and they like live at the skate park.
Oh, all right. Were you a skater?
Yeah. I wish, I wanted to be so bad, but no, I just, yeah, skate.
I was gonna break something.
I was the kid who wore his like roller hockey skates to the skate park. That was me. Sorry for everyone who's actually a skater. I was
No
that kid. Yeah.
judgment, no judgment. Would 12-year-old Colton think you're cool today?
I think 12-year-old Colton, I don't want this to sound a certain way, but I
No, go with
genuinely
it.
think 12-year-old Colton would think I was the coolest
Dig it.
because this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I remember going to Winter Jam and thinking, dude, if I ever got to be the opening artist on Winter Jam, where do you go from there? That's the peak, you know? And to know that I've not only opened Winter Jam, but I've played much later too. It's wild. So
Very
yeah,
cool.
I think I
Very
would be
cool.
proud of myself.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Dude, I'm sticking with my answer. We talked about
Yep.
this.
Go with it. I mean, if you're for it.
So we all know and love the Newsboys, and Duncan is the drummer for the Newsboys. And if you've ever seen the Newsboys play a show, you've noticed that their drum riser contraption one is rather large, but it does some cool things. You know, it kind of raises up, tilts forward, and then Duncan spins around like a crazy man. I got to try that, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, we did a winter jam with them back in 14 or 15. It's very difficult. So mad props to him. However, for the crew and for the other artists, it's so big and it takes up so much space that it's not really ideal if you have to put your gear in front of it. And it also weighs, it's like the weight of two elephants. It's so heavy. Very impractical. So I guess like I get it. Like it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, Duncan. I love you, bro. But I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
know.
we're listen,
But
we're just
everyone loves it. They lose their mind when it happens. And
we're
I'm
just
just on the side like, wow.
we're just casting votes. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to, put whatever. Yeah, there's two votes, and yeah, the people that are watching and cheering for it were not the ones that put it up, and we're not the ones that set the bands around it. I'm telling you that because
What an observation.
I got
What
those
an
votes
observation.
too. I got those
Yeah.
votes in my pocket.
100%. That's, yep. Yeah, that's very true.
All right,
That's it.
Newsboys, don't send me a cease and desist. Just put your drum riser up and be all right. He's Colton Dixon on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at ColtonDixon.com. Colt, you've been a ton of fun today, man. Thanks for hanging out.
Dude, absolutely. Thanks for having me on the
For
show.
years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I led the charge, chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hands of me. Church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I can almost hear the choir singing back to when I was a child believing that nobody's too lost to get found. I could use a little church right now. That
got steeple up on top. No. Ain't talking about them hot views.
Ain't about the hot views.
Or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road. Or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I can almost hear the choir singing. Back to when I was a child believing that nobody's too lost to get found. I could use a little church right now.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.